So I've had a brilliant question sent in from David, who lives in Manchester in England, home of the great football team Manchester United. Hi Kane, I love this course and it's even been quite humorous at times. Thank you very much, David. I've been life coaching part-time for almost 2 years now. Could you give me any hints and tips about how I could go about marketing myself more effectively? Marketing hints and tips. Right, okay. So just to be clear here, all right, I'm not a marketer. I'm not a salesman. This question here actually flows quite nicely on from the last question that Jess from New South Wales in Australia asked. And this is kind of to do with authenticity, all right? How could I go about marketing myself more effectively? Well, all I can really share with you is what I done when I first started out, all right? Because I didn't have the money to partner up with a marketing consultancy. In fact, I still don't partner with any marketing consultancies. I built a Facebook page, which was free, and I started publishing posts. I started posting, you know, quote boxes that I designed on Canva. Canva, which is that free graphic design software I shared earlier on in the course. In fact, I'll share that link again in this video because it's even more relevant now than probably what it was earlier on. What I do now is I use Facebook Live. Now, this is quite a new thing. It means that I can click a button and speak to my audience or my following whenever I want. If I've got a spare 20 minutes, I just start talking. Now, I don't primarily use this as a means by which to promote myself or sell my courses or my services or anything like that. It's just because I genuinely want to connect with people authentically. I genuinely want to answer people's questions. I want to help people understand everything that I teach. So for me, marketing isn't so much about making more money. It never has been. For me, marketing was about getting my message, my core message, to as many people as physically possible. It was always about legacy for me. So marketing, first and foremost, the first point I want to make here is I want you to consider the motives that you have behind your marketing, all right? Because your motives are going to be one of two, going to be as a means by which just to make more money, or they're going to be a means by which to impact more people. All right, make more money, which is all about you, impact more people, which is all about them. If it's about impacting more people, then marketing actually becomes quite straightforward. As I've mentioned, you've got Facebook, right? Set up a Facebook business page, that's free. You can use Canva, a free graphic design software for doing thoughts of the days and images. You can do all sorts of cool stuff in there. Post whatever you want, get as creative as you like, go and express yourself. For me, it's all about just adding value. I use my marketing channels as means by which to add value. Now, to give you another example here, going right back to the very, very start, I think it was 2011. It was January, the 31st of December, 2010, actually. I think that was the year, I just committed to launching my life coaching practice. And I'd been studying for years. I knew my craft inside out. I knew what it was that fundamentally drove people. But I guess up until then, I just hadn't taken a plunge and said, right, that's it. I'm leaving employment behind and I'm stepping into self-employment. Now, all I had back then was I had an iMac. This was an investment that I'd made. And with an iMac, you get all sorts of cool free softwares. I don't know if you have a Mac or not. I'm fully converted. I'm an Apple fiend. You know, I have everything Apple. Love Apple products. And I just started using the webcam and the video software that was installed in the Mac. I think it was FaceTime. Something else. Free software that comes with Macs. Just to record myself talking. Now, this is what I'd initially done. Now, after I'd recorded myself, literally blabbing on about anything I could think about for 5, 10, 15 minutes, I would package it up in iMovie, which is, again, another free Mac video production software. Not the software used to create videos like this. We use Final Cut Pro now, the top of the range stuff. But back then, I didn't have that much money, so I'd use the free softwares that came with the iMac to create videos, off which I'd then publish on YouTube. Now, I didn't know how to optimize the videos, so the approach that I took was I'll just flood the market. Within around about 3 months, I think I'd created about 150 or 160 videos talking about absolutely anything and everything, right? We're talking about life coaching, confidence, anxiety, depression, any topics that I felt were relevant and topical that would just potentially lead people towards finding me and the services that I had to produce. Now, back then, I didn't have any online courses, so I didn't have anything to sell online. All that I really had to sell was my time. So I was selling life coaching sessions and life coaching packages. Now that's where I started. That's where most people start, by the way. And what it was because my motive was just getting my face out there, getting my message out there. I wasn't an expert communicator back then. In fact, as I look back on some of my early stuff, which I think is actually still on my Facebook page, some of this is my Facebook page and some of it's still on my YouTube channel, I cringe. You know, this big purple blotch on my face, I'd speak too fast, every second word would be I'd mumble my words more than what I do today. But you know what? It was enough for someone, because the first client that I ever attracted was a multi-millionaire entrepreneur who lives across in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, over in the States. And you know what? This was a multi-millionaire client. He didn't have a problem paying me good money for my time. Now, back then, because I didn't have any clients right back at the start, I'm just looking to figure out ways. I had a really terrible website. And incidentally, there's no cheap way around this. You sometimes just got to work hard, save, and find a local web agency who'll build you something. You just need a starting point just to get yourself going. Speculate to accumulate and all that sort of thing. Nothing in life comes for free, unfortunately. If you want to build a business, you've got to invest into it. There's no quick and easy way around it. However, you know, in the same way that you're watching this course right now, there are other courses online that will teach you how to build websites yourself, how to develop your own Facebook pages, how to optimize YouTube channels. And all of this wasn't really available back when I started. So I guess what I'm saying here is that there are channels and options that you have today that I didn't have back when I started. For example, as you're watching this course right now, you might be watching it on the Strategic Life Academy, which is my own online academy, or you might be watching it on Udemy or one of the other learning platforms. I'm not quite sure where. But if you're watching it on one of the online marketplace platforms, well, again, these platforms weren't around 4 years ago or 5 years ago, back when I started. YouTube was. But putting together online courses like this would have cost tens of thousands of pounds. Today, you know, I know some people that have made quite a lot of money through setting up a little video production studio that comprises of their iPhone or their smartphone, a little lapel microphone, and that's it. They do some intros and some extras, and that's how they create and produce and sell courses. Now, yeah, I've got a full video production studio here, and I've speculated to accumulate. But what I'm saying is you've got to start somewhere, all right? What I would personally encourage is to not look at social media marketing or marketing as the elephant. Remember, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I would personally just pick one or two. That's all that I'd done. I picked Facebook and YouTube. My website didn't really work, but it was enough. It was an online presence. You know, I've developed that over the years as I've, you know, earned more money and learned more creative stuff, how to get better on Canva and all that sort of thing too. So as a life coach, you want to win people's trust, which means that I would seriously consider getting in front of a camera, all right? Now, I'm gonna advise this for two different reasons. The first reason being is that you want the right people coming to you. Now, if you get in front of a camera, it's gonna be easier for them to decide whether you're the right kind of person for them or not. But then on the second, on the flip side of that coin, for me, I found that, you know, teaching in front of a camera much of the stuff that I would, you know, coach or teach in a coaching session actually really advanced my communication skills, my communication styles. I became a lot clearer on the very essence of what it was I was fundamentally teaching, and it fast-tracked me from the kind of lower leagues right up the Premiership within around about 18 months. So, I'm just being honest here. Where'd you start with marketing? Pick one or two channels and just get started today. You can do it right now. You can finish this video, set up a Facebook business page, and that's your business pretty much started. If you want to go down the road of life coaching, set up a YouTube channel, get in front of your webcam or in front of your camera on your smartphone, and just say something. Say hi to the world. And don't get me wrong, you know, a year, 2 years from now, once you're a bit more versed in presenting or speaking like this or coaching, you're going to be a lot more confident in what you're teaching anyway. If you don't know what it is you want to talk about or teach, well, pinch some of the stuff from this course, all right? Pick one or two lessons that have really made sense to you and just regurgitate, just copy. All right, I don't mind, I don't care. You know, mention me at some point if you want to, don't take all credit. But fundamentally, the reason why I'm teaching this stuff is so that you can take it and use it and share it with other people. That's why we call this a life coaching certification program. So you can take this stuff so that you understand it and so that you can also fundamentally use it. So, does that answer your question, David, in Manchester, England? I hope so. I hope that makes sense to you. If you do have any more questions, please feel free to get back in touch. I'm going to be adding more Q&As and answers into this section ongoing for many years to come anyway. So I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next video.